Garrett Connell to jump into the center circle. You might have noticed no Lucas Morrison, and Lucas Morrison is not on the team, and I just got word he's been having some knee issues, and he will not start. He will not play. He's not even dressed out for Coach Brian McCarty, or Brian Cardy, I'm sorry, and the Salem Tigers. Of course, they're Bobcats, coached by Matt Pitts and Zach Steed. Bobcats trying for their 18th victory of the season here tonight at home. It'll be Keaton Nicholson, the jumping up, with number 15, Garrett Connell. And here we go. Nicholson wins the tip. Thayer Bobcats get first crack at it here tonight at the Thayer High School gym. We are underway. Thayer wearing the white uniforms, trimmed in the green. Pitts has got it, brings it into the front court, swings it on the right side. Salem's going to play some man-to-man defense. Bobcats working around the perimeter. Here's Landry Pitts down inside to Andrews. Shoot, count it, and a foul. Jordan Andrews gets it started. A nice pass from Landry Pitts. Andrews will get the bucket and one as he'll go to the free throw line. Foul on the Salem Tigers. We'll be on number 24. That is Levi Smith, and we'll hope he call for, obviously, his first. Andrews up the line, shoot the free throw. It's up too strong. Rebound tipped up and outside, controlled by Andrews. Andrews kicks it out front. Now around the gauge, Pitts on the left side wing. Spins toward the bucket. Turnaround jumper is up off the back iron. No good. Nicholson down the rebound. His return shot is blocked, and Salem comes down with the loose ball. Number 15, Connell. Got the rebound. Tigers with it. First time tonight. They've got it in the right corner. That is Ethan May. He gets double-teamed by the Bobcats. Going to hurry and get rid of it. Bobcats reach in and tie him up. And the hell ball will belong to the Salem Tigers. Bobcats like to swarm out of that 1-3-1 matchup zone. And they have been playing with a purpose here for the last couple of weeks. I mean, the intensity level is up. There's more intensity out there on the court. Playing harder, it looks like. And here's the inbound pass for Salem. Almost stolen by Pitts. He'll get it outside for Connell. Connell swings a three-pointer up, and it's good. Garrett Connell hit the three-pointer for the Salem Tigers. Here comes Andrews down the floor in a hurry. Bounces one inside to Nicholson. Back outside. Haven for three. That one's off the back iron, and a rebound taken by the Salem Tigers. So Salem with a chance to add to a one-point lead here with 6:55 to go. Number three, Gunner Conkle with the ball. Feeds it on the right side for Carmack. Carmack around to the left side. That is number 24, Levi Smith, and Smith gave it up, gets it right back on the right side wing. He'll hold it there, I'll swing it out to the top of the key for Easton May. May back over to Conkle. Conkle making a dribble drive out to the top of the key, now goes back to his right, and travel with the basketball. Started to make a pass to Levi Smith, and Smith had vacated the area. Conkle tried to pull up, but he traveled, and Thayer back down the floor. Off the inbound, got it to Nicholson, cutting through the lane, couldn't get a shot away, and kicks it outside to Landry Pitts. Thayer down early, 3-2, with the basketball. Here goes Landry all the way to the bucket, throws one up off the window, and it's good. Landry Pitts powered that one through with a little scoop shot. And Thayer Bobcats back on top, 4-3. Nobody helping out defensively for Salem. Here comes the Tigers with the basketball. They get it down to the baseline, kick it back outside to Smith for three. That one is in and out, no good. And Landry Pitts takes down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry handles it in the backcourt and is going to get fouled. That'll be on number 20, Braden Carmack. Trying to steal it from Landry Pitts in the backcourt. Second team foul on the Salem Tigers here tonight. 5:57 to go, first quarter. Lane Grimes, if you're out there listening, hope you get feeling better soon and back out here on the hardwood. Bobcats with the ball in the half-court offense. Top of the key, Landry Pitts pulls out three-point shots. Good! Landry with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, and the Bobcats lead it now 7-3. Salem with the basketball. They'll swing it on the right side. Out to the top of the key it goes for Levi Smith. Smith goes into the free throw circle, hands it to Connell. Connell gives it back to Conkle. Dribble drives around to the left wing. Hands it off to Carmack and hit him right in the face with it. Carmack controls. Feeds it outside now to Connell for three more. That one is no good. Jace Haven yanks down the rebound and leads the charge for Thayer. Haven takes it all the way down in the left corner, pulls it out, and he traveled. Yeah, he did. Haven pulled up the dribble and shuffled his feet, trying to make a pivot move down in the left corner. So Salem gets it after the Bobcat turnover. 7-3, Thayer Bobcats with a four-point lead. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Game brought to you tonight in part by your Bobcat Boosters, the law office of Fred O'Neill, and the 11 Point River Title Company, along with Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Salem with the basketball and the offensive set. Ethan May with it down in the right corner. Hands it off to Conkle, and Conkle dribbled it out of bounds. So Salem, and that's about the second or third time already in this game they've had two players within 5 feet of each other and just They have turned it over that way. Players have got to get better spacing out there. Salem again in a man-to-man defense. Fair with the ball. Landry Pitts on the left side wing. Look at the cutter in the lane. That is Andrews. Pull up, fadeaway 12-footer. Good! Jordan Andrews with his second bucket. He's got four, and Thayer leads it again by six. 9-3, our score. Salem working it up the floor slowly. Again, into the half-court game. For 24, that is Smith with it. Gives it outside to Conkle. Conkle pulls up on the wing, feeds to Smith, trying to get a shot up. Blocked by Landry Pitts, and the loose ball picked up by Haven. Haven races up the floor, going all the way to bucket. Puts it up, no. Nicholson misses the putback for Thayer. And Salem controls the rebound. Garrett Connell. Well, Thayer with a chance to two shots at it to add to the lead. Couldn't get it done on that offensive possession. Salem with it. Here's a cross-court pass stolen by Gage Pitts. He will drive and lay it in off the left side. First 2 points of the night for Gage, and Salem wants a timeout. 11-3, 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over Salem. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. No, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Yeah, back after the timeout, Salem coach Brian Carty, he said, yeah, we need to get a timeout here, boys. It's 11-3. Salem broke out to a 3-2 lead, and the Thayer Bobcats now on a 9-0 run. And we're down to 3:51 to go in the first quarter, and Bobcats of Thayer starting to take control. Salem with the basketball. They get it down into the right corner, going all the way down to the baseline. That is Carmack, feeds it back outside and threw it away. Threw it right to one of the Thayer cheerleaders. So the Thayer Bobcats will take the basketball back, already up by 8 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Gage Pitts takes his time, brings it into the front court, feeds over to Andrews. Andrews cutting to the bucket. Has his shot deflected, and we're going to get a foul. He was standing out of bounds. Now the rebound was taken there by Carmack, but then he stepped out of bounds. So Salem with a turnover, and it'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball with 3:31 to go in the first quarter. Gage Pitts looking for the inbound. Got it to Nicholson. Over to Haven. Bounces it inside. Andrews. He scores. Oh, that was pretty. That was perfect execution for a layup off the inbound. That was pretty right there. Here comes Salem with the basketball. Pass is going to be deflected by Andrews and stolen by Nicholson. And then we're going to get a foul on the Salem Tigers. That foul is on number 20, Carmack. Braden Carmack will be his second. Number 3, Conkle comes out of the game. Number 33 checks in. Ethan Simpson, a 6-foot senior for the Salem Tigers. So another Salem turnover. Thayer with a 10-point lead and the ball. Got it on the left side to Landry Pitts. Landry takes it out to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Bobcats feed it around the horn to Gage Pitts. He gets to the free throw line on the dribble. Pull-up jumper. Good. Gage Pitts now at 4. Thayer leads it by 12. We're down under 3 minutes to go in the first period. Salem will bring it into the front court. That is Carmack. Carmack is out there playing with two fouls. They'll give it up to Levi Smith. Smith going inside, and Carmack trying to dribble, and Bobcats tried to take it away from him. We're going to get a foul called on Thayer. That'll be on Landry Pitts, and will be the first of the night on Landry. First team foul against the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Salem's been called for three, and it'll be an inbound play for the Salem Tigers. Number 24, Levi Smith, to trigger it in. Oh, a nice play. They get the ball into the paint. Shot is up. No good. The rebound taken by Landry Pitts, and then he gets fouled by number 33, Ethan Simpson, who just checked into the ball game, and that is team foul number 4 already on the Salem Tigers. So Thayer with a 12-point lead here. And another substitution. Number 13, Josh Arts, will check into the ball game. And it looks like Levi Smith will get a little rest. So Salem's already gone 8 deep down on that bench. And Thayer brings the ball the other way. Gage Pitts with it. Coming up out of the backcourt, getting some instructions from Coach Matt Pitts on the sideline. Gage brings it across the timeline on the right side and trying to dribble away from the defense. Is going to get fouled. That'll be on number 33, Ethan Simpson. That'll be number 2 on him. Salem can't afford all these fouls. They've only got, they got a couple of the JV players that have dressed with the varsity tonight, but they don't have many on that bench out there. Already shorthanded with a couple of starters that are not here tonight. Here's Salem with the basketball. They'll give it outside. Here's a fake shot. No, and a long shot is up by number 13, Arts, and he missed it. Fair Bobcats rebound it. Jace Haven brings the ball into the front court. Hands off to Pitts. Round to Gage. Pitts for three. That one's up off the mark. No good. Haven down the rebound. Going back up and in. Jace Haven working hard for his first bucket of the night. And now four different Bobcats have scored in the game, and it is 17-3. By the way, a while ago, that foul was called. It was on Haven of the Thayer Bobcats. Was not on Salem. That's why Salem had the ball. And here's a nice move down the right side of the lane for the Salem Tigers, Garrett Connell. Connell has scored all five of the points for Salem. And here's Thayer going the other way in a hurry. Andrews going up with a shot, and he lost control of the basketball. And Salem comes out of there with it. Number 20, Braden Carmack, will bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline with a minute 33 to go here in the first quarter. Salem back to within 12 with the basketball. And again, all five of their points have been scored by Garrett Connell. And now out front, Garrett Carmack trying to get the ball over to Easton May, and he threw it over his head and out of bounds. So here comes Easton May out of the game. And number three checks back in, Gunnar Conkle for the Salem Tigers. Thayer with a 12-point lead early. Minute 18 to go in the first. Gage Pitts brings the ball in the front court, bounces it, and around the horn to Landry Pitts. Three-point shot is up off the back rim, no. Keaton Nicholson brings down the rebound and then has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. And Salem fans didn't like the call, thought it was off of Thayer, but Nicholson had it knocked away in there by Garrett Connell. Well, Thayer will inbound the ball on the baseline, out right about where the three-point line touches. Gage Pitts to trigger it. Looking in, got it to Haven on the baseline. Fakes the shot, spins into the lane, shoots, and oh, it popped out on him. And then Haven gets tied up on the rebound, and the jump ball will be to the Thayer Bobcats. So Haven working hard. I don't know how that ball didn't fall in. Looked like it was going in easily, and it's popped out of there. I don't understand the physics of that. Thayer Bobcats running the alley-oop on the inbound. It's good. Gage Pitts floated it up above the rim, and Keaton Nicholson went out, caught it, put it in, and got fouled. Nicholson will go to the free throw line. Time for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul was on number 33. Ethan Simpson will be his first. And Nicholson misses the free throw, and Haven rebounds it for Thayer. Goes back up and scores. Jace Haven on the offensive rebound, and a four-point trip down the floor for the Thayer Bobcats, and Salem wants another timeout. 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it by 16. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. The Thayer Bobcats have a 21-5 lead over the Salem Tigers with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ben Jordan Andrews leading away with six. Landry Pitts with five. Four apiece for Gage Pitts and Jace Haven. And a two for Keaton Nicholson. So all five of the Bobcats starters have scored already in the game. Salem coming with the basketball. Number three, Conkle brings it across the timeline. Feeds it to the right. Oh, down inside. Nice inside ball movement, and Salem couldn't hit the shot. Rebound, Jace Haven. And the Bobcats are going to pull it out here, maybe hold it for the final shot of the first quarter. We're down to 40 seconds to play in the first period. They're leading by 16. Gage Pitts pulls it out in the corner near midcourt, feeds over to Jace Haven. Haven on the dribble drive, now gives it off to Jordan Andrews. Down to 28 seconds to go. Thayer will get the offensive play started with about nine. Gage Pitts with it, midcourt with 23. Working against the defense of Gunnar Conkle. And bounces it now on the baseline to Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson fakes, puts it up and scores. Keaton Nicholson with his second bucket of the first quarter. And Thayer leads it now by 18. Salem with it, down to 6 seconds to go. Wild shot, no, that's a pass. Taken to Conkle. Conkle feeds it back outside. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Conkle went up, made a jump pass, and he got fouled. It'll be Gage Pitts call for the foul. Will be his first and the third team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. 2.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Salem will inbound the basketball. Can they get a shot away? They got the ball outside for Carmack. He puts one up, no. And that's the end of our first quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead the Salem Tigers 23-5. We'll be back with your second quarter in just a minute on the original home for Thayer Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
Back at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app and then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world. Even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with a big lead over the Salem Tigers at the end of one quarter of play, 23-5, here before a big crowd on senior night at the Thayer High School gym. Salem will have the ball to start the second quarter. Bobcats still have not had a substitution in the game. Still got the starters out there. Salem looks like they've got most of their starters back in. Number 20, Carmack, pulls up the free throw line with a shot, no good, and a rebound taken by Thayer. Jordan Andrews weaves his way up through traffic, gives the ball over to Gage Pitts. He drives it a baseline, kicks it over to Haven on the no look. It's good, and he's fouled. Oh, my. Oh, my, what a pass. What a pass by Gage Pitts going down the baseline, had his back to Haven, threw it back over his head, hit Haven in stride for the layup. That was about as pretty as it gets right there, and Jace Haven now with six for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer leads it by 20. Haven at the line. Free throws off the front rim. No good. Rebound taken by Salem. Gunner Conkle got it for the Tigers. He'll bring it into the front court. Gage Pitts picks him up right there. Swings ball down in the right corner for Simpson. Simpson brings it out to Conkle. Out between the circles. Takes it to the top of the key. Feeds on the left side for Carmack. Carmack down to the baseline. Almost stepped out of bounds. Gives it outside to Simpson. His three-point shot is on the way. No good. Thayer with a rebound. Jordan Andrews, he'll push it up the floor, taking it all the way. The bucket misses the shot. And a rebound taken by Josh Arts for the Salem Tigers. Salem dodging a bullet there. Andrews got to the rim, couldn't complete the shot. Salem with it on the left side wing. He'll kick it outside to the left elbow. And now back to Conkle in the corner for three. That one's good. Nice play. Gunner Conkle hits the three-pointer for the Salem Tigers. And Thayer quick down the floor. Andrews lets one fly, and he drained it from 22 feet. Andrews with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic in West Plains. Jordan Andrews now with 9 points in the first half. Here's Salem with it. They'll get it off. Shot is up from the elbow. No good by Connell. Andrews with a rebound. No-look pass down to Nicholson. Nicholson on the baseline. Pulls up with a shot. It's good. Little contact down there. Salem coach wanted a charge. Probably lucky there wasn't a blocking foul called. Andrews hits the shot. Nicholson hits the shot. He's got six now in the first half. And Thayer leads it by 22. Salem with it. Here's Conkle again with a three-pointer out of the corner. He hit one there a moment ago. That one's off the rim. Gage Pitts with a rebound. Goes all the way to the bucket and an offensive foul. Gage tried to use his body control and get around the defender, but got too much of him. Foul on Gage Pitts will be his second of the night. Made the shot, by the way, but it won't count due to the player control foul. And Salem will get the ball back down by 22. It is 30-8. Substitution now for Thayer. Levi Paulette checks into the ballgame. And Keaton Nicholson will sit down. Keaton, a nice first half with 6 points and a bucket full of rebounds. Salem with the basketball. Conkle takes it down to the baseline. Now brings it back out to the wing. It's passed in the middle. Stolen by Jordan Andrews. Andrews slides up the floor. Feeds over to Landry Pitts. Landry moving into the lane. Kicks it down to Gage in the corner. Around to Andrews. Back to Landry for three. That one's off the front rim. Rebound taken by Salem. And here come the Tigers. Conkle up the floor. Got it over to Carmack. Carmack pulls up. Short jumper. No. Andrews rebound. Oh, he had Haven down the court. Didn't see him. Andrews looking to take it into the lane. Leaves it back out front to Gage Pitts. Steps into a three and he nailed it. Gage Pitts with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Thayer leads it now by 25, 33-8. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Salem with it to Connell. Connell steps through a double team, powers it up and through, and it's good. Or excuse me, that was Carmack. I'm sorry, Carmack with the bucket. And Thayer races down the floor. Pitch takes it down to the baseline. Out front to Andrews. Now left corner to Paulette. Back to Landry. Pitch for three. That one's way short. And will go out of bounds. And we're going to get a substitution for the Thayer Bobcats. Keaton Nicholson will check in. Landry Pitch will come out. So Thayer now with a lineup of Levi Paulette, Jace Haven, Keaton Nicholson, Gage Pitts, and Jordan Andrews. Salem also got a sub in there. Who went in? Number 12 back in, Easton May. May's got it on the right side. Feeds the ball out front to Smith. Smith back over to May on the right side wing. Kicks it around the horn. Finally take. Oh, and there's Smith. Loses the handle. The ball's picked up by Haven. Haven's taking this one all the way to the rack, and his shot is going to be blocked. What a play by Garrett Connell, number 15, for the Salem Tigers. Connell with the block. Garrett Connell, a 6'1 junior. So Thayer will inbound the ball as it went out of bounds. They get it to Andrews out front. Feeds over to Gage Pitts. Fake the three. Now driving the baseline. Throws it cross court over to Levi Paulette. Now to Andrews out top. He'll fire the three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And we're going to get a rebounding foul. That'll be on Keaton Nicholson of the Thayer Bobcats. Foul on Keaton. Will be his first of the night. And the 15th foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Salem gets the ball back. Down by 23 with 4:18 to go here in the first quarter. Number three, Gunner Conkle brings the ball into the front court. Kicks it over to the right side. Now back out top for May. Easton May, good athlete. Played on the football team. A lot of these kids played football for Salem. As Thayer, got a lot of footballers out there too. Salem with it on the right side. Conkle feeds it around the horn. Got it there to Arts. Arts with a dribble. Kicks it out top for Levi Smith. His three-point shot is blocked by Nicholson. But the loose ball picked up by Connell, who takes it to the basket and scores off the right side. So Thayer with the ball back to 3:42 to go. Here's Andrews in the lane outside to Nicholson, fakes the three. Driving down the baseline. We're going to get another offensive foul on the Thayer Bobcats. I don't know about that one. Nicholson looked like he had sidestepped the defender, just barely got a piece of him. So I think the Salem coach chewed on the officials a little bit earlier after what could have actually been an offensive foul wasn't called. Now they've gotten kind of charge happy. That one on Nicholson will be his second, and he will come out of the game, and Landry Pitts checks back in for Thayer. 3:31 to go, Salem with the basketball, trailing by 21 points. Out top is Easton May. He gets off a screen, feeds the ball in the right corner for Levi Smith. His pass almost stolen by Pitts, now controlled by Salem, and a long pass down to the baseline. He is going to be deflected and out of bounds by Landry Pitts for Thayer. 3:15 to go in the first half. Salem will inbound it on the near sideline. They'll kick it in out front to Gunner Conkle. Feeds it right side to May. May crosses it to Levi Smith. Levi Smith gives it down in the left corner now. And Salem working into the lane. Got it there to Connell. Connell off to Carmack, and he misses the shot. A rebound taken by Thayer. Gage Pitts gives it over to Andrews. Andrews now to Landry. Back to Gage. Around to Haven. He'll fire a three. That one's off the rim. And Andrews up with a tip in. Andrews now with double figures. He's got 11. And the Thayer Bobcats are back up by 23. Here's Salem. Long three-point shot is up and no good by Conkle. Rebound taken by Thayer. Levi Paulette had it. Gives up the Gage Pitts. He'll take it to the top of the key. Steps into the lane and going down the middle is going to be fouled as he goes up for a shot. Gage Pitts trying a little underhanded shot, and he is fouled by number 24, Levi Smith. That'll be foul number two on Smith. And Gage Pitts going to the free throw line. Gage with 7 points in the first half. He had 30 in the first half Tuesday night against Houston. And he hits the free throw here to give him 8. Jordan Andrews leads the Bobcats in the first half with 11. Substitution for Salem. Looks like number 13, Josh Arts, has checked back in. And Gage Pitts hits the second free throw. So Gage now with 9 points in the half. And with 2:28 to go, the clock's not running. Clock's still not running. Now it is. Salem with it in the offensive set. They'll swing it around for Carmack. Three-point shot is up and good. Second made three-pointer. That's the first made three-pointer for Carmack. He's got 5 points in the game. Thayer with it, back to the offensive end. They got over to Levi Paulette. out front. And oh, Gage pitch to a no-look down inside for Haven, who scores the easy bucket. Easy for me to say, scored an easy bucket. It's never easy to get it down in there in that big green block. Salem with it now, down by 24. Got it on the right side to May. May goes to the free throw circle, hands off to Conkle. Conkle will feed it back to May, now to Connell at the free throw line. He faked the drive down the right side, gives it off to Conkle. Free throw line jumper is no good, and rebound taken by Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Andrews will bring it into the front court, move off the screens at the top. Over to Gage, pitch for three more, no. And the rebound taken by Salem. Thayer kind of settled for a shot there. And here comes Salem the other way. They get it to Carmack. He shoots the three, and it's good. Carmack with his second three-pointer of the night. He's got eight to lead Salem. Thayer the other way in a hurry. Here's Andrews going into the lane. His shot is going to be blocked. Andrews wanted a foul, no call. 39-18, Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Here's Jordan Madden checking into the ball game for the Bobcats, and Gage Pitch will sit down. So Madden, Paulette, Andrews, Haven, and Landry Pitch there to trigger it in. Got out to Levi Paulette, fakes the three, goes into the lane, leads it off to Madden on the baseline. Jumper is up, no. Rebound gets on the floor and is run down in the corner by Landry Pitts. Out to Andrews for a long three. That one's off the rim, no good. Madden with the rebound. Kicks it out and around the horn. Andrews fakes the three, leaves it in the corner now for Haven for three. That one's off the back rim. Andrews with the rebound, going back up, is going to get hammered. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That foul's going to be on number 15, Garrett Connell. Actually, called it on Arts, number 13. He just reached out and shoved Jordan Andrews as he went up with a shot. And Andrews going to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Hits the front of the rim, bounces over. Andrews now with 12 for the game. As we're down to 50 seconds to go in the first half. Second free throw is up, comes off the rim hard, no good. Haven with the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Haven in double figures with 10. Great balance scoring tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Salem with the ball. They get it to Carmack, goes down to the baseline. Bobcats double team him in the corner, and they finally take it away, Jordan Madden. Oh, and he lost it. Carmack up with a shot, no good. And Jordan Madden comes down with the rebound. He has it knocked away from behind, and then he steals it back. Crowd loving that hustle by the big senior, Jordan Madden. And Thayer bring it into the front court, and they'll hold for the final shot of the first half. 42-18, Thayer Bobcats lead it. Salem still playing the man-to-man, 11 seconds to go now. Andrews gets the ball with seven, looking to make a move down the left side of the lane. Fadeaway jumper from the elbow is no good. Salem rebounds it. Long shot by Conkle. Ooh, that one was almost good. But it's not. And our final score, or our score at the end of the first half, 42-18. Thayer Bobcats lead the Salem Tigers here at the Thayer High School Gym. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the original home for Thayer Bobcat Sports, the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home. You could do it yourself, you could do it with an app, or you can do it all online. Or there's the RE/MAX way, which comes with an experienced agent that has the tools and the tech to make buying your home go smoothly. Tools like automated alerts, speedy response times, negotiation skills, and local neighborhood knowledge. It's the smarter way to buy a home. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange. Let us help you find the perfect place. Call us today at 417-264-6161. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
Well, we're back here at the Athair High School. The Athair Bobcats with a big lead over the Salem Tigers. It is 42-18 at the intermission. The Athair Bobcats got off to a good start again tonight. They led 23-5 at the end of one quarter and outscored Salem 19-13 in the second quarter for this 42-18 halftime lead. Welcome back to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. We want to say thanks to some of the Athair Bobcat boosters helping to make the game possible tonight, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, Thayer Platte Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering, and the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains. For the Thayer Bobcats tonight, they've just been quicker. They have out-rebounded the bigger Salem Tigers here tonight, and Bobcats have shot the ball well. And those three things put together usually means a Bobcat victory. And they're on their way to their 18th win of the night here tonight, if they can maintain in the second half. But again, this is a Salem team that, you know, they're big and they're talented. They can get some things. They can put some points together and possibly climb back into this game. But right now, they are down by a bunch. 42-18 is our halftime score. And for the Thayer Bobcats, it's been balanced scoring tonight. You know, Tuesday night, it was Gage Pitts with 30 points in the first half. Tonight, Bobcats have already got two players in double figures and five who have scored at least 5 points in the ball game. So a good, well-rounded offensive attack for the Bobcats here in the first half. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the original home for Thayer Bobcat Sports, the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Find your next vehicle at Oregon County Cars in Thayer, your premier automotive full-service dealership, offering the best selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles purchased. Also, a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just down from the Country Cottage on Old Highway 19 in Thayer. Call 264-2558. Find them on Facebook and OregonCountyCars.com.
We're back here at the Athair High School gym. It's halftime of our game. The Athair Bobcats with a lead over the Salem Tigers, 42-18, the 24-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the Salem Tigers, only three Tigers have scored in the game. Braden Carmack leads the way with eight. He's hit 2 3-pointers. 7 points for Garrett Connell, including a 3-pointer, and a 3-pointer for Gunnar Conkle. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Jordan Andrews. The junior got 12 in the first half. Jace Haven with 10, 9 for Gage Pitts, 6 for Keaton Nicholson, and 6 for Landry Pitts. Thayer Bobcats have hit 1, 2, 3 3-pointers in the ballgame so far. Salem has hit 4. Again, 42-18 is our score. Thayer Bobcats leading the Salem Tigers. As I mentioned earlier, Thayer looking for their 18th win of the season. And looking to beat the Salem Tigers for the 11th time in the last 12 years. Now these teams, they play one time a year in the conference. Now Thayer has won 10 of the last 11 meetings, including every game since 2017 or 2018. Salem did beat them in 2018 up at Salem. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball on your home for Thayer Bobcat Sports, the Ecom Sport Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, back here, getting ready to wrap it up for the first half. Hope you've enjoyed the Community First Banking Company halftime report here on K-Country 95. Thayer Bobcats will lead at the half. 42-18 is your score. Bobcats will open up the second half with the same lineup that started the ballgame. Again, Thayer doing all this without Lane Grimes. Grimey out with strep throat tonight, so he is not here. And Lane, if you're listening back at home, we need you to get well real quick and get back out on the hardwood playing with these Thayer Bobcats. Next up for the Bobcats, by the way, I believe is Ava on Tuesday night of next week here at the Thayer High School gym. And that'll be a big one. Ava, by the way, lost in conference play the other night, beaten by Mountain Grove. All right, so here we go. Thayer Bobcats open the second half with the ball. Landry Pitts with it on the left side wing, going inside to Gage. Fakes, now kicks it back outside to Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson dribble drive down to the baseline. He'll leave it off for Haven. Haven down the corner to Landry Pitts for three. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. The rebound is tipped up and out of bounds. Off the hands of the Salem Tigers, it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Good execution there on the offense for the Thayer Bobcats, being patient and looking for the good shot. And they got the shot they wanted. That was Landry out of the corner. Thayer will trigger it in, looking into the lane. Nobody open there. Now they go to Andrews. Andrews on the alley-oop will score. That's the second time the Thayer Bobcats have run the alley-oop play. The first option, Keaton Nicholson was covered, but Andrews was open. Here's Salem with it. They'll get the ball to the free throw line. Now handed off to Carmack, going down to the middle of the lane. His shot is off the rim, no good. Andrews down the rebound. Gets it out to Gage Pitts. Gage pulls up on the wing. Now the dribble, kicks it cross-court to Landry Pitts. Baseline to Haven, who will drive all the way in and score off the window. I think Haven had ideas of wanting to try and dunk that ball, but he put it up off the window. And with 7 minutes to go, Thayer adds to the lead. It is 46-18. Salem with it. Outside, Levi Smith. Thayer Bobcats throwing the double team on him. He finally gets rid of it, and they'll get it outside for Connell. Connell fires a three-pointer, and it's good. Garrett Connell hits a three, his second three-pointer of the night. Thayer the other way in a hurry. Andrews going all the way to bucket, and another offensive foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer being aggressive. Boy, they like to take the ball to the hole. And a second Andrews call for the foul will be his first foul. Gage Pitts has been called for an offensive foul, and Jace Haven called for one earlier. So here come the Salem Tigers with the ball. They've pulled back within, 25 points now, 46-21. They've got the ball in the middle, take it back outside. Carmack couldn't get a shot, swings the ball on the left side to Levi Smith. He'll get out to Conkle on the right side wing. They're still playing the zone defense. Conkle bounces one down to Levi Smith in the corner. Couldn't find a shot. Pass is going to go cross court, and it's going to be deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of Jace Haven. Well, Jace said, man, if I just could have corralled that one, it would have been an uncontested layup and probably an attempt at a dunk. I'm thinking he probably would have tried to dunk that one. Here's Salem with the ball after the deflection. They get it to Carmack. Carmack on the right side to Levi Smith. Down in the left corner to Conkle. Conkle. Pass out front. Stolen by Gage Pitts. Gage will drive for the layup, and it's good. Gage Pitts now double figures with 11. And Thayer back up by 27 again with 5:51 to go in the third quarter. Excuse me. Salem with it. They'll dump it to the free throw line for Connell. Connell gives off to Levi Smith. Fake the three. Now over to Carmack. Carmack moves off the screen to the top. Down the right side of the lane. Back out in the corner to Smith for a three ball. That one is no good. Rebound controlled by Gage Pitts. Long pass up the floor to Haven for the lay-in. Jace Haven with 14. Ties Jordan Andrews for the game high for the Thayer Bobcats. 14 for Haven tonight. And with 5:20 to go in the third quarter, Thayer is up by 29. 50-21. Salem with the ball. They'll bounce it to the free throw line for Connell. Turns, faces the bucket, feeds it off in the corner to Carmack. Carmack trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it over to Conkle. Conkle with a shot up and in. Nice play. Conkle bounced that one in off the window for Salem. Salem with their 10th point of the third quarter, but Thayer has scored, Thayer scored eight. I'm sorry, the fifth point for Salem. Here's Keaton Nicholson with a spin move for the Bobcats down the left side of the lane. Couldn't hit the shot, and the rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds by the Salem Tigers. And here's Jordan Andrews going to the Thayer Bobcat bench. Levi Paulette, one of those Bobcat seniors, will check into the ball game. Thayer inbounds at the Gage Pitts. They'll get into the half-court set. Gage, making the defense spread the floor, handles the ball out around the wing, hands it off to Jace Haven. Swings it cross-court to Landry Pitts. He moves into the free-throw circle. Shot is up, no good. Nicholson down the rebound. He powers it back up, and it's blocked. Arts with the block. And Salem comes out with a loose ball. Connell races up the floor. They'll swing it around to Carmack. Left side wing, three-pointer is good. Carmack with his third three-pointer of the night, and he's got 11 points in the game. Thayer got it down the floor quickly. Now bounce it to Landry Pitts in the low blocks. He puts up a shot, no good. And another block shot for Salem. I told you, they're big. Salem comes out with a loose ball. They got it up into the half-court set now to Conkle. Conkle feeds it back down to Carmack. Carmack has scored 11 here in the ballgame. Hit a three just a moment ago. Matter of fact, last possession for Salem. Carmack hit a three. 3:49 to go in the third. Thayer up by 24. Salem powering a shot up, no good. And a rebound taken by Gage Pitts. Gage running the floor. Moves to the free throw line. Down the left side of the line. Scoop shot is up, no, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul on the Salem Tigers will be on number 20. That is Carmack. That'll be foul number three for Carmack. Comes with 3:38 to play in the third quarter. Thayer leading by 24. Salem with, or Thayer with the free throws by Gage Pitts. The first one bounces off the back of the rim, no good. And here is Arts going out of the game for Salem. Easton May will check in, the 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw for Gage Pitts is up. That one bounces off the rim, but Haven got the offensive rebound. Haven bounced it in the lane, bounced it off his foot. Loose ball picked up by Pitts. He puts it up and in. Gage Pitts picking the junk up off the floor and putting it in the hole. Gage now with 13. It's three Thayer Bobcats. They're in double figures already. Salem with it in the left corner. Pass out front to Carmack. Making a spin move toward the lane. Is it back out to Conkle in the corner? Now to Mays. Mays going to the bucket. That was a travel, yeah. Took a while for the officials to blow the whistle, but yeah, Mays walked about 8 feet. Kind of lost the handle on the basketball. And with 3:13 to go in the third, Thayer with a chance to add to their 26-point lead. They have double Salem. It is 52-26. Here at Nicholson, free throw line with the jumper. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound is tipped out by Landry Pitts to Levi Paulette. Levi to Landry, down under the bucket. He has the ball knocked away as he goes up for the shot, and it's out of bounds. And Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. Will they get another successful alley-oop play? They've hit two of them tonight. Gage Pitts setting them up. One player on every block. They're looking to get it inside. Now let's bring it back outside. Got the ball over to Landry Pitts on the left wing. Down to Gage in the left corner. Making a baseline move. Couldn't get open for the shot. Now ducks under the defense. Shoots over the top of the defense. It's no good. Rebound taken by Salem. Here come the Tigers. Down by 26. 2:41 to go in the third. Salem working it around the horn. Carmack on the left side. Out top to Smith. Now back to Carmack. Carmack to the top of the key. Fired the three-pointer. That one's no good. And Keaton Nicholson down with the rebound. Here come the Bobcats on the fly. Grimes. He's at home listening. Gage Pitts. He'll give it to Nicholson. Over to Landry. Pitts for three. That one's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound vaulted around and taken by Levi Paulette. Paulette dumps it down to Haven. Wide open under the bucket. He misses the shot. And we're going to have a held ball on the rebound. And the possession will belong to the Salem Tigers. 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. Bear Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, the Walmart in Thayer, and the Country Cottage Cafe. Some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters here tonight. Salem working the ball on the perimeter around the Thayer defense. They'll bounce it to the free throw line. Ball is poked away by Nicholson. Picked up by Levi Smith. Off the Carmack for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. And Landry Pitts with rebound. And he dribble drives out of the pack. And gets up across the timeline. Now to Haven. Haven down the lane. Oh, what a beautiful move. Sidestep the defender. And Jace Haven now with 16 on the night. Doesn't look like the ankle is bothering him any out there tonight. It did in the Houston game. Here's a long three-point shot for Salem. Good. Garrett Connell. Connell with his third three-pointer. And he's got 13 points in the game. 54-29. Thayer continues to lead it. Leading by 25, and here's a pitch, dribbles the ball off his foot. Loose ball run down by Salem in the backcourt, and they go to the bucket for the lay-in. That was Gunner Conkle getting the gift there from the Bobcats. Thayer with it on the baseline. Jace Haven up with a shot, and it's good. Haven driving the baseline, got around the defender, and another easy bucket. 18 now for Haven. And with under a minute to go in the third, Thayer back up by 25. It's 56-31. Salem with it out top. Carmack gives it on the left side to Levi Smith. Out around the wing on the dribble drive. Got away from the defense. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Gage Pitts. Gage looks like he's tired. And he's getting ready to come out of the game. Gage Pitts will come out. And Jace Haven out. Jordan Andrews and Jordan Madden will check into the ballgame. Foul on Thayer, by the way. Pitts was his third. Nicholson's got two. No other Bobcat with more than one. Salem inbounds the ball with 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Looking for a bucket here. Get back to within 22. They're down by 25. Carmack with it. Penetrates into the lane, trying to dump it down inside. Ball stolen by Jordan Madden. Bobcats off on the break to Nicholson. He will slide in for the layup. Nicholson now with 8 points. And the Thayer Bobcats run the lead back up to 27. Conkle. Crosses the timeline with 14 seconds. Gives it to Carmack. Fadeaway baseline jumper is good from 10 feet. That's a nice play there. Kid's a good player. Braden Carmack, good player. He's got 13 for Salem. Here come the Bobcats with the ball into the lane. Turnaround jumper is up by Andrews. No good. Next buzzer to end our third quarter. Our score, 58-33. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Salem Tigers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21. Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-2647. 7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Thayer Bobcats lead the Salem Tigers as we open play here in the fourth quarter. It is 58-33. Bobcats with Nicholson, Landry Pitts, Jordan Andrews, Jordan Madden, and Levi Paulette on the floor. And Andrews hits a three from the left side. Andrews from 25 feet. That is his second three-pointer of the night. That one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. Salem with the ball. They'll dump it down to Mays in the low blocks. Back outside to Connell. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Leaves it on the left for Carmack. He goes in the lane to Simpson. Fadeaway jumper is good. And a foul. And they're going to call it. They're going to count the basket. They're going to call it on the floor. Nope. They're going to call it on the floor. And that'll be foul number one on number four, Levi Paulette. So Salem will inbound it down under the bucket. Conkle brings it out front for Simpson. Simpson into the right corner. And now back outside to Carmack for three more. That's a line drive. No good. Rebound taken by Levi Paulette. Levi leading the Bobcat break up the left sideline. Gets it over to Andrews. Andrews swings it over to Nicholson. Nicholson down to the baseline. Has the ball poked away. Levi Paulette comes out of there with it. Gives it over to Landry Pitts. He'll drive the baseline. Lays it up off the window. No good. And the rebound controlled by the Salem Tigers. So Thayer didn't score on that possession. Here's the backdoor cut for Salem on the other end. Shot is up and no good. And the rebound taken by Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats pushing up to Levi Paulette. Now back to Andrews. Andrews a little shake and bake into the lane. Gives it back out to Keaton Nicholson. Over to Levi Paulette. Levi looking to penetrate. He's going to shoot one. That is up and no good. And the rebound taken by Salem. Here come the Tigers. Conkle will bring it into the front court. Feed it down in the left corner for Levi Smith. Excuse me, that was Carmack. I'm sorry. Now to Ethan Mays. He pulls up with a jumper from the elbow. No good. And the rebound taken by Jordan Madden for Thayer. Bobcats pushing it up. Long pass down inside to Madden. He fakes. Now shoots. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound again. Powers this one through the defense. Couldn't hit the shot, but he gets fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 15, Garrett Connell for the Salem Tigers. That'll be his first. That was 6:16 to go in the game. Thayer up by 28. They can make it a 30-point game. Substitution, Bryson May will check into the game for Salem. Jordan Madden with the free throw. Little Bobcat senior on senior night. Hits one in front of the home crowd. And Jordan will shoot another free throw. Trying to add to this Bobcat lead. Trying to go up by 30. And it is good. Jordan Madden with two. Substitution for Thayer. Ryan Parker will check in. And Landry Pitts will check out. So Thayer now with Keaton Nicholson, Jordan Madden, Ryan Parker, Levi Paulette, and Jordan Andrews on the floor. 6:14 to go. Thayer up by 30. Salem with the basketball. They get to the top of the key for Connell. Connell back outside to Conkle. Conkle will give it up to May. That is Bryson May. He'll go on the left side on the wing to Carmack. Back out to Conkle down the left corner. To Simpson. Simpson driving the baseline. Fakes. Now shoots. No good. Jordan Madden down with the rebound for Thayer. He'll get it out to Andrews and the Bobcats on the run. Andrews going in lane. Fakes. Now shoots. No good. And the rebound going to be taken off the hands of Thayer and out of bounds. And with 5:40 to go, we're under the turbo clock. So Salem will inbound the ball here. They're making a substitution. Josh Arts will check in. And number 33, Ethan Simpson. 6 foot senior will check out. And we've got Braden Craig going to check in now for the Thayer Bobcats as Jace Haven comes off the floor and Jordan Andrews off the floor. So Craig in for the Thayer Bobcats, Braden Craig. Salem with the basketball down by 30. They've got it out front. This is Conkle. Takes it to the right wing on the dribble. Feeds out to May and back to Conkle on the wing. Thayer still playing a tough man or a zone defense. We're going to get a whistle here and a foul going to be called on the Levi Paulette. Going to be called for the push. He was trying to stop player from getting down the baseline. Salem, another substitution. Colin Heaven will check in. Heaven, number 21, checking in for Salem. Heaven, a 6'2 junior. Salem inbounds the ball in the corner. Cross-court pass almost stolen by Nicholson. He's going to be called for a foul. Got there just about a half a step too late. Foul on Nicholson will be his third. And I'm going to tell you right now, if he would have made that steal, we would have seen a thunder dunk here at the Thayer High School, because there was nobody between him and the front of that Bobcat rim. 4 minutes to go in the game. We're playing under the turbo clock. Thayer up by 30. Salem with it. Number 11, Bryson May. Leads it off in the right side corner to Conkle. Conkle back outside to May. Back to Conkle. Looking to dribble drive. Trying to go cross court with it. The ball goes over everybody's head and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight include the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company, the First Baptist Church of Bama Spring, the Carter Funeral Home in Thayer, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Thayer and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Here's Levi Paulette going in the lane. Oh, and he's going to travel with the basketball. Shot got blocked, but he's called for the travel. Levi turns it over, and with 3:20 to go in the game, Thayer Bobcats will retreat back and play defense. Salem brings the ball into the front court. Gunner Conkle with it. Got it out front. Now pass down low. Bounce pass in the lane. Taken by Arch. Kicks it out in the corner. Three-point shot no good. And a rebound to Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Nicholson up the right side. Takes it all the way down in the baseline in the right corner. Kicks it outside to Cray. Cray gives off to Ryan Parker. Parker pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Another Bobcat senior getting a chance to play a little bit tonight. He hits one off the window. So Thayer up now by 32 with 2:46 to go. Here's a pass for Salem. They got it down low. Shot is up by Heaven. And no good, but he's going to get fouled. Foul will be on number four, Levi Paulette. And Levi picks up his third foul of the ballgame. And let's see, number 21 going to free throw line to shoot two, Colin Heaven. First one is up and no good. Well, Thayer Bobcats are going to go to 18-1, and they will be 3-0 in the SCA. And, of course, depending on what else happens in the conference tonight, Mountain Grove also undefeated in conference play. Second free throw is up and no good. Ryan Parker with a rebound for Thayer. That's the ball up to Levi Paulette in the corner. 2:02 to go. Paulette down the middle of the lane. Oh, trying to bounce one inside for Jordan Madden. It's intercepted by Salem. And a long pass up the floor deflected by the Bobcat defense. That was Jordan Madden got a hand on that ball. That was a good defensive play there because Salem had a wide open layup on the other end. But Madden got his big paw up there and deflected it out of bounds. Salem will trigger it in with a minute 30 to go. They kick it out front for May. Bryson May shoots a three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Jordan Madden. Quick outlet pass to Keaton Nicholson. He'll take it up into the front court for Thayer. Now bring it back out to Cray. Braden gives off to Paulette. Right side to Nicholson. Driving the baseline. Pulls up, shoots, and scores. Nicholson, the fourth Bobcat in double figures. And Thayer leads it now by 34. Salem has not scored in the fourth quarter. Tigers have it out front. May spins away from the defense of Braden Cray. Gives it on the right side. Now inside for Simpson. Pull-up jumper, left-hander, no good. Rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson. We're down under a minute to go. Thayer Bobcats will take their time, bringing it up into the front court. Going all the way, the bucket is Cray, misses the shot. Madden with the rebound, couldn't follow. Madden again, back up, no, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line and try and get two free throws away. Fouls on Colin Heaven will be his first. And Keaton Nicholson going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. First free throw is up and no good for the Bobcat senior. Well, Thayer got a chance to get all the seniors out there tonight on senior night. Only one that starts, that is Haven. And Jace had a good night to lead the Bobcats in scoring. Second free throw for Madden is good. So Jordan with 3 points tonight. And with 14 seconds to play, Salem's got the ball in the front court. They give it to Connell. Connell swings it over to May. May going to the bucket, ducks under the defense, no good. Jordan Madden with another rebound. And the Thayer Bobcats going to win this one, folks. 68-35, your score as the buzzer goes off to end this one here at the Thayer High School Gym. Thayer Bobcats now 18-1 and 3-0 in the SCA.